Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This was all over the news this week.
As 17 Democratic members of the House were arrested outside of the United States Supreme Court during a Roe v. Wade protest.
That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a.k.a. AOC. She was one of them. She was arrested and issued a $50 fine for being in a place she wasn't supposed to be during the protest. But the bigger controversy that everyone was talking about, of course, was that she put her hands behind her back as if she was handcuffed when the police were leading her away, except she actually wasn't handcuffed.
Yeah, never handcuffed, waved to somebody, and was written a ticket. They don't take them anywhere and fingerprint them. $50, I mean, it's like a parking violation.
Yeah, but so I thought we would play a fun game. It's one of my favorites. You tell us what you did that was illegal, and then we're going to guess, did you get arrested or not? Raven, you go first.
Okay, so we were in Cancun. And we had just left Senior Frogs, and it was something like, I don't know, 2:30, 3 in the morning. We were walking back to the hotel area in the hotel zone. And my, at the time, 20-year-old kid went into the alley, son went into the alley. And even though we all told him that you cannot pee here, you cannot pee anywhere in public here, of course, he went over there to urinate after leaving the bar.
Okay.
And then the federales walked up.
Good. Oh, I already know the answer to what happened here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that you were not arrested.
Right.
But you want to explain what happened?
Well, we weren't arrested because conveniently they just took every single dollar that we had in our pockets. They just took every amount of money that we had in our pockets at that time. That was like a $300, $400 excursion there just for him to go to the bathroom.
Yep. Yeah. Good, good, good. All right, my turn.
go ahead.
So I was at the grocery store doing all my groceries, doing the self-checkout. And this is when first self-checkout came out that I thought it was so cool.
Right.
Now it's like if I have more than 20 items, I don't go to the self-checkout. But back then, it was an entire cart full of them. And my older daughter was little at the time. And she loved to help me scan. So it took us a good 40 minutes to load up the cart with all the groceries.
Painful.
Yep. So, you know, we do it. We leave, we get in the car, we get home, we're putting everything away. And then all of a sudden, I realize I didn't pay. I didn't pay for the groceries. I rang them all up. I bagged them. I put them in the cart. I grabbed my toddler at the time and just went home. And I called and they said, ma'am, we're going to need you to come back. What do you think happened after that?
I'm pretty sure you did not get arrested. But I thought that didn't the manager shame you like crazy?
I got shamed when I accidentally stole the bananas, too.
Oh.
Yeah, one time I accidentally stole
bananas.
Is this
all happening at the same store?
No, this is different stores. I don't understand what my problem is at grocery stores.
Well, but you're a thief. That's your problem, mostly.
But always, like, honestly. Like, never ill intentions. So I went back, and I was so scared. Like, I had my mom come watch my daughter, because I didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to go.
I thought the police were going to be waiting for me. I don't know what I thought was going to happen. But I walked back in, and then I went to the front, and they were like, yeah, no, we just need your credit card. I was like, oh,
yeah,
all right, that's it. Not that I just paid, and that was the end of it. But they had all my information. They had it from the cameras.
Yeah, we're just going to ring you up.
But that's yeah.
All. We're just going to ring you
my
up.
My license plate, they already had everything. All right, 1-800-330-9999. It's a fun game. What'd you do? And then we'll guess if you actually got arrested for it. It's just really a deranged game. Here's how it works. You tell us what you did that was illegal. And then we all guess whether or not you got arrested. 1-800-330-9999. Kaylee, what'd you do?
Well, I was on a flight. My TV wasn't working. So I asked the flight attendant, I said, can you move me? Because I wanted to be in a seat where the TV worked. It was a long flight, and I just thought that was fair. And she said, she kept arguing with me and saying, there's no seats. I said, well, you could move me to first class. You know, it wasn't like the seats lie down or anything. They were just slightly bigger seats. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And she kept arguing with me, and she was so flippant with me. We got in an even more heated argument.
Huh. All right. Had the plane taken off yet?
Not yet, no.
I don't think you got arrested, but you got pulled off that plane.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. You cannot disagree with a flight attendant for a moment now. They are on high alert, and there is no remorse whatsoever amongst the other people of the crew. If it, especially before the flight takes off, they're like, I'm not going to deal with that person. Some people get up in the air and they just freak out in general anyways, regular people. So the person that like gives them attitude, they're like, forget it.
I'm going to guess that you got upgraded to first class. I bet you did. What happened?
Well, I didn't get arrested, but yep, I got removed from that flight.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, and you're lucky if they give you another connector there.
Jason, what happened?
All right, so you know, my neighbors down the street, there was this bike, like a bicycle, like missing a wheel that they had like out in like the end of their driveway. I thought it was just like an old bike that they were, you know, throwing away, putting it out by the trash or whatever. So I like stopped with my truck and I picked it up. I thought I can fix this up. I do that kind of thing. And I was going to give it to my kid. I was like, I can just get a new wheel. So, you know, I pick it up and I took it home. Probably 2 hours later, the cop showed up at my house asking me why I stole this kid's bike.
Huh. Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So do you think he got arrested?
I'm going to say no. Cops are there for an explanation, and they're there to get the bike returned. But how awkward, right? Mm-hmm. Your kid was going to ride the bike past their kid.
Yeah. I would never touch anything on anybody's property unless the sign said free and it was something I really wanted or needed.
I mean, it depends on how close to the road it is. Is there a sidewalk?
Well, hold on. Did you get arrested? What happened?
No, I did not get arrested. I explained it to the cops. I got, you know, chewed out by my neighbor, but we're good now. You know, they were a little upset, but they kind of understood too. I was like, hey, I mean, I wasn't trying to steal anything. I thought it was up for grabs. And they were like, why would you think that? I was like, it was missing a wheel. I thought you were just throwing it out. But they didn't file charges or anything.
Ashley, what happened? And then we're going to guess if you got arrested.
Okay, so I was 20 years old and I was out with my friends to just have a good time. And it was the week of my birthday, actually 3 days before my birthday. And a cop stopped me because I was out with an open beer can.
Oh. Mm.
What do you think? Was it college town? That's a big one for me. College town, yes or no?
No.
Oh.
I think he lets you go. He just gives you a warning and lets you go.
It's got to be some sort of, yeah, I think you're probably right. Probably let her go, right? I mean, 3 days. Not a lot.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to have an open container, period. There's only 7 cities in the entire country. I'm going to guess you're not in one of them if he stopped you, right?
No.
Okay.
Did you get arrested?
Yes, I did.
Oh, no.
I know.
He brought down the anvil on you. I'm guessing you were loud. You know, maybe a little bit rowdy, too much attention to you, or he had a bad day.
I don't know. I thought I was pretty cute.
Yeah. Not cute enough, yeah. I guess.
Loud.
Right? Yeah.
Loud. If you thought you were pretty cute, loud, I'm guessing.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.